This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let me share one final example of Jesus using a word picture to communicate truth, this time to share the most important truth for the world to know, for you to know personally. Jesus said in Mark 12:23-24, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." In an agrarian society, virtually everyone would understand this word picture. The purpose of planting a kernel of wheat in the ground is so that it can die to merely being one kernel, and through dying, produce many seeds. Jesus had been talking about his upcoming death, but it seemed not to register in their minds. He was going to talk more about his death right after this, but he used this word picture so that when he actually did die on the cross, be buried, and in 3 days be raised from the dead, and as a result provide salvation to all who would believe in him, they would remember this word picture. They too might understand that they are seeds which ultimately contribute to the beginning of the church. That's how Jesus would be glorified. Good Friday is good, not tragic, because Easter follows. For the Christian, Easter is not to be celebrated only once a year, but every day of the year. Why? Because the church is the glorious outcome or harvest of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Remember, when the kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it produces many seeds. And I trust you are one of those seeds that are produced as a result of Christ's death.